There was a festival atmosphere at the Palmer Railroad Depot this week, although those gathered for the annual Salmon Symposium were there for a serious reason. Corinne Smith is a program manager with the Nature Conservancy, which coordinates with other organizations on the event. She says the event brings people together to share the work they are doing concerning salmon.
And so it's continued as a very popular annual forum for people to get together, learn about what's happening. We have a lot of decision makers come, so it's an opportunity to educate them about salmon in the Mat-Su and what habitat needs there are.
The symposium is in its eighth year. State biologists rubbed shoulders with private consultants and representatives of environmental groups for 2 days to listen to presenters and view films. Smith says the information shared at the symposium goes out to all the agencies involved. She says the goal is non-political.
Our goal is to conserve salmon habitat so that there are fish to fight over, if people need to fight over them, so that there's a place for fish to return and we have healthy fish runs. So we want to deal with the habitat issues and stay out of the political side of the allocation.
One threat to salmon runs in the Mat-Su is habitat degradation due to development. Frankie Barker, an environmental planner with the Mat-Su Borough, says there are some relatively simple ways people can help salmon fry grow up to be big fish. Stream and lakeside homeowners are urged to leave a buffer of vegetation between lawns and waterways to protect fish fry. She says shade creates a habitat for juvenile fish.
If you remove the vegetation, you remove that shade factor. Salmon need cool water. They need, you know, plants to hide under as a juvenile fish. So trying to make people aware of the importance of that vegetation.
The Mat-Su Borough has instituted a fish passage program in recent years by working with state and federal wildlife agencies to replace culverts that block fish passage. The borough's salmon sport fishing is a main attraction for tourists in the valley. I'm Ellen Lockyer.